A Phoenix-based biotech firm is hoping to start human clinical trials to test whether an engineered virus can kill off cancer cells while not hurting healthy ones. OncoMix was formed with that goal in mind and recently finalized a licensing deal with ASU's Tech Transfer Organization. To talk more about the science behind this, I spoke recently with Grant McFadden. He's a professor at ASU and director of the Biodesign Institute Center for Immunotherapy, Vaccines, and Virotherapy. And I asked him to tell me about this virus he's been able to turn into something that seems like it can actually benefit people.
Yeah, a lot of people are worried about viruses. Even the word scares many people. But the truth is there are viruses all over the planet. There's an amazing amount of virus material everywhere. And the majority of them don't cause disease. It's the oddball virus that causes disease. So I'm studying a virus that is in nature trapped in rabbits. And for years, I studied it as a rabbit pathogen. It causes a disease that rabbit people know. It's called myxomatosis, and the virus is called myxoma. So I was studying this virus for many years just to study why it was a rabbit pathogen. And we discovered by accident that the virus also attacks human cancer cells.
How did you find that out?
It was a little bit by accident. It happened over time. We were working with it in the lab. And in our laboratory, we have many different kinds of cells in addition to rabbit cells. And we were doing other experiments for a different purpose. And when we put this virus on human cancer cells, we found it treated them the same way it does rabbit cells. It finds them, infects them, and kills them.
So this kind of seems like it could potentially be the mythical cure for cancer. I mean, is that overstating it?
Yes, it's overstating it a little bit. In the old days, people were thinking of the term magic bullet for viruses that infect only cancers. But the reality is many viruses like this have been in clinical trial. And what we find in patients is that the virus grows for a while, but then vanishes. The immune system is able to get rid of most viruses of this category. The trick is to have the virus activate the immune system when it's in a tumor bed to now take over and eliminate the cancer via the actions of the immune system.
So it sounds like what you're saying is the virus would actually act as almost like an agent of the immune system. The virus is there. It triggers, hey, immune system, I'm here. And in turn, the immune system would then come and get rid of the virus and the cancer cells at the same time?
Yes, that's absolutely right. In fact, the trick is to try and kill cancer cells in a new way that wakes up the immune system. Because many cancers are actually very good at turning the immune system off. And there's a class of drugs called immunotherapeutics or immune checkpoint inhibitors that are in fact designed to activate the immune system and to allow it to attack the cancer. And so viruses can work in very close conjunction or in synergy with immune checkpoint inhibitors.
This sounds like one of those things that, as with so many things with cancer, that would be of most benefit if the cancer is caught early enough and there are fewer cells, the tumor itself is smaller. Is that fair?
That's fair to say. And also when the immune system is in the best shape possible. So often when people are treated for cancer, let's say chemotherapy, it can compromise their immune systems. And we now know that the immune system is the thing we want for virotherapy, for example, in order to completely clear a cancer.
Are there particular types of cancers that this has so far shown to be more helpful in fighting?
So the majority of cancers that we've tested in the lab are very responsive to incredibly responsive to the virus. So we haven't found any restriction in the lab yet, but the story could be different once we're in cancer patients.
Given all the variables that go along with cancer, is it harder to maybe study this particular disease than some others?
So remember that cancer is not one disease. There are hundreds of diseases that we all call cancer, and they're quite different from each other. They share some similarities, but they are quite different. And so drugs tend to work for some and not others. Immunotherapeutics tend to work for some and not others. And so it is a little bit of learning how to treat. This is the practice of oncology, is learning what works against specific cancers. And no one will have a magic bullet that will treat every cancer. But every tool that we get in the toolkit is another step down the road.
So you see this then as a potential treatment, not the potential treatment.
Correct. I see this working in conjunction with other therapeutics, in particular immunotherapy.
What is it about this particular virus that goes after the bad cells and not the good ones?
So it's kind of interesting. The field of oncolytic virotherapy, which is the field of using live viruses to treat cancer, started with the idea that a virus had to infect and kill every cancer cell. We now know that's wrong. What the virus has to do is wake up the immune system. It doesn't have to kill every cancer cell. But why the virus grows better in some cancer cells differs from virus to virus. But the fundamental principle is that cancer cells themselves have an Achilles heel. All cancer cells, as part and parcel of becoming cancerous, develop susceptibilities to infection. They lose their ability to protect themselves from infection by many viruses. And so what the field is doing is exploiting this natural Achilles heel of cancer cells.
And are you able to, you mentioned engineering the virus, are you able to tweak it if necessary to a patient's particular situation, their DNA, the type of cancer cells that they have in their bodies?
Yeah, in short, that is what we do in the lab, is we genetically engineer the virus to make it a better killer of cancer cells or a better stimulator of the immune system. And part of our job is to figure out what genetic engineering tricks to use to make it do that better.
Are there other diseases for which this has or could also have benefit?
So remember, viruses are used to treat a whole variety of diseases. They were used for gene therapy. And in fact, the majority of our live vaccines are based on viruses. So there's a long history of exploiting viruses for human health.
Are there other people doing this kind of research as well?
Yes. There are a number of viruses that are in differing stages of clinical development. One of them has actually been approved by the FDA, and it is used in the clinic for metastatic melanoma. And it is in trials right now in combination with immunotherapies. And the scientific community is kind of anxiously awaiting the results of those combined trials.
So would that and what you're working on, would those in theory work in conjunction with each other, or some might be more appropriate for certain patients than others?
Yeah, some would likely be more appropriate for some patients and not others. But yes, our thoughts are that this virus will work very well with a number of immunotherapies.
All right, that is Grant McFadden, the director of the Biodesign Institute Center for Immunotherapy, Vaccines, and Virotherapies, also a professor at ASU. Grant, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.